Hey, Matt, how are you? It's Mike.
Good, how are you doing?
Good, doing well. Thanks a lot for taking the time.
Sure.
Just wanted to start by asking you your thoughts on the anticipation of this game and how you think you view it from a Texan standpoint in terms of maybe being a measuring stick game for the franchise.
Well, I think, you know, it's a big game for us. You know, it's a big game in the month of December, you know, as we get to the home stretch here. Heading into January, so okay. You know, it's a big game on the road, a tough testing as a very good football team, and you know, we're excited for the opportunity to go out and you know, play our best football.
Matt, when you look at the Patriots defense, what stands out to you?
You know, they're a very physical, stout group. You know, they understand their scheme well, and a lot of veteran guys that have played a lot of football in that group, and they can rush the passer, they can stop the run, they can do a little bit of everything, and you know, it's a group that. You know, we got to really be on top of our game plan and on top of our stuff and play good road football.
And for your offense, how would you sort of characterize where you guys are right now offensively in terms of, you know, balancing the run and the pass?
Yeah, it's something that we've prided ourselves on now for a few years, being able to be a balanced offense, both running the football and throwing it and, you know, trying to, you know, keep defenses off balance, but with our run and pass, you know, keeping our down and distances manageable where, you know, we can keep our playbook open to whatever we want to do, and it's been something that's worked for us.
In terms of the season that Arian Foster has had, I mean, do you see that as pretty much much of the same as you've seen, or has there been a difference with him this year?
No, it's pretty much been the same. I mean, he's been a guy that's been our workhorse. You know, we've given the ball quite a bit this year, especially, you know, in the beginning part of the season, you know, when we've had leads in the fourth quarter and we just are using the clock and you know, running the football, you know, he's touched the ball quite a bit and just seems to always be patient, finding the holes and you know, working well with our offensive line. And, you know, when we get in the red zone, he's a knack for finding the end zone.
And how about Andre Johnson? I mean, still seems like the last month or so he's really maybe shifted into another gear. Would that be accurate to say?
Well, I think you look at his numbers and what he's done. I mean, he's always been that type of guy, but, you know, just with coming back with him from a couple of the little injuries that he's had over the past couple of years, you know, and he said it before, you know, he's really feeling like he's hitting a stride and really feels back to, you know, the Andre of old, and I think you've seen it the past few weeks or months, you know, some of the games that he's had that were against Jacksonville and Detroit, and, you know, he really is, you know, continuing to play at a very, very high level.
Matt, I'm trying to think back to your career, and if there's been a time where you've actually played up here in this stadium, and I'm thinking no, but am I missing something?
This is actually the last place that I haven't played in the NFL, so no, I have not been up there yet.
And so when you're in that type of situation, how do you sort of, I don't want to say manage it pregame, but do you take, let's say, extra time, you know, pregame to maybe identify where the play clock is,
yeah.
Or, you know?
You know, yeah, you definitely do. You know, when you go somewhere new, you know, you get out there, you know, you want to just check out how the field is and you know, throw the ball around with your guys, you know, just getting a feel for, you know, the depth and just, you know, for where everything is, where the play clock is, where the game clock is. Just, you know, get a feel for your surroundings and everything like that. You know, but then as far as football, once the game starts, you know, it's just, you know, playing the game between the lines. And, you know, we play in some hostile, tough places, so this won't be any different for us. But, you know, definitely take a little bit of time to just recognize where everything is on the field.
And do you solicit advice from anyone that has played here in terms of the challenging environment?
No, I haven't really. I mean, we've, you know, played enough football and played enough environments that, you know, playing with crowd noise and, you know, tough and hostile environments. I mean, that's nothing new for us. But obviously, you know, we're going to have to go and play good football in it.
And one other thought, is this the last stadium, Matt, or the last city that you would have not played in? I'm just thinking
about
it.
Well, it's really the last city, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, I've played in Dallas, but not since their new stadium
exactly.
has been built.
I think that was the same thing for, like, Brady. He had something this year where, like, Seattle, you know, was one of the ones he hadn't played in. So,
right.
You know, Coach Kubiak this morning on the conference call just touched on the importance of turnovers. You know, he said, geez, this Patriots team, it's everyone that seems to play them, you know, they get these turnovers. What do you see on the film in terms of these turnovers and how they create them?
Well, I think, you know, it's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, they're very aware of the football and trying to strip it, whether it be the runners or receivers with the ball or the quarterback in the pocket. And, you know, their secondary, you know, they're very well coached as far as, you know, patterns and recognizing routes and being able to get their hands on the football, and as well as, you know, some tip balls, which, you know, we have a lot of those for our defense as well. But, you know, the defensive line in the front for New England, they do a great job of, you know, trying to get their hands up if they can and you know, tipping balls to defenders.
And how about the impact of Talib, the cornerback? What have you noticed in terms of what he has brought to the Patriots' defense since they acquired him in a trade from the Buccaneers in early November?
Yeah. Well, he's a very talented player. You know, he's played a bunch of football. And, you know, I think he understands their scheme pretty well. And he's a guy that comes in and brings some experience to that secondary, and a guy that can play man coverage, plays their zone coverages. So he fits what they do well.
And I guess the last question, Matt, here is do you have any fond memories of playing this franchise, given thinking back to that 2005 game for you? Any fond memories just in terms of seeing this team on the other side based on maybe them being the first team you really showed up on the NFL radar in a regular season perspective?
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely fond memories there. I remember giving Tom Brady a little bit too much time for the two-minute drill to go down and kick a field goal against us to beat us. So, you know, I do remember that pretty well. But, you know, I mean, it's a team that I played there in Atlanta and once here with Houston. So, you know, a team that, you know, we played before, but a team, you know, obviously out of our division that, you know, we don't face very often. But, you know, a team that presents some pretty good challenges for us.
Hey, Matt, I really appreciate you taking the time. And good luck up here on Monday. And we'll see you on Monday.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot.